This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry today. We've been talking about guns and gun culture all week. And later today, we're going to hear, by way of a press conference from the Washington, D.C. area, what the NRA says it is ready to contribute to this ongoing debate. Well, 1 week after the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, and after a prolonged media silence, the NRA says it is, quote, prepared to offer meaningful contributions, end quote, to prevent another tragedy. Well, some of those details we'll hear at a press conference today, but we want to ask you, if you're a gun owner, tell us why you own a gun.
I didn't grow up a gun owner, but I did purchase one once I had a child and a wife and a home to protect, but I've kept it field stripped and locked away, and I just don't feel comfortable having it in any way accessible with a child in the house, especially as I've learned how much more likely it is for a gun to be used accidentally than for it to actually serve any useful purpose.
Weigh in. We want to hear from you on this at 8778-MY-TAKE. Today we want to explore the identity that comes from gun ownership. It's long been a strategy of gun makers, firearm manufacturers, to show that guns affirm your masculinity. The gun maker Bushmaster recently got some criticism for its macho ad campaign that equates gun ownership with earning one's man card, they said. But a recent Gallup poll proves that it's not just men who are buying guns. Gun ownership among women is at an all-time high, 43%. More than 4 out of 10 women across America report having a gun in their home. That's just a shade lower than the 52% of men who claim gun ownership in this country. Women own guns for a lot of the same reasons men do, of course, for hunting or protection or for collecting, but they have often treated them differently, even within the gun owning community. Jessica Gonzalez is a Takeaway listener. She's 24 years old and a gun owner. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Todd.
We're also on the line with Porchista Cockpoor. She's recently wrote about her relationship with guns at Slate. Porchista, hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Jessica, let me start with you. You're a gun owner. First of all, what firearm do you own?
I have a revolver.
And just tell me why. What is the attraction or the reason why you're a gun owner?
My gun's first purpose is for home defense. I was always pretty afraid of guns growing up, and my father took me shooting one day, and after I saw that, you know, it's great for protection, I started to enjoy the sport aspect of it.
So you use it for home protection, but I assume you also take it to the range for recreation.
Absolutely.
Okay. Porchista, I'm led to understand that you're a gun enthusiast, correct, but not a gun owner. Is that right?
Well, I was a former gun enthusiast, for sure. Yeah.
A former enthusiast. So why an enthusiast no longer?
Cases like Sandy Hook over the years have added up for me, though I have to say, honestly, until this case, it was the first time when I realized I absolutely no way would ever in my life own a gun. It's unfortunate that it took this particular case to make that 100% in my mind.
I'm curious as to why, Porchista. You're not a criminal. You would never undertake a horrific act like we saw last week. You're a responsible person, I'm going to assume. So what about that experience makes you say you wouldn't own one now?
Well, I was attracted to it for all the same reasons as Jessica. In fact, I was the same age as Jessica when I first, went to a range. And yeah, there's the sport factor, and I think that's wonderful, but the protection thing, I think it's pretty easy to shoot down. We all saw how well it protected Nancy Lanza and how it's a bit of a fallacy, and the sport thing, look, there's plenty of things I like to do for kicks. I mean, I also would love to, drive at really high speeds down a highway, sure, for fun. But if it's going to be part of a culture that could put others in danger, then I don't really want to be any part of it.
Jessica Gonzalez, are you a member of the NRA? I'm curious.
I'm not, but my family is.
Your family is. As President Obama and other politicians have been sort of finding their political footing after Sandy Hook, one of the things that I've noticed he said is that, talking about sort of the future of gun control, that there are millions and millions of responsible gun owners who really would don't sign up for the political posture of the NRA, meaning we can regulate guns in a way that regular folks out there who don't read the NRA newsletter every day might accept. What do you think about that notion?
I am not opposed to certain regulations. When it comes to things where my right is restricted and the government is in full control of what I can do, that's where I draw the line.
You have any concerns as the politics of this ramps up that somebody's going to, you know, come and take away your gun?
Yeah, I do. You know, it is a right to own a gun, you know, and your opinion, whether, you know, you think guns are dangerous or not, shouldn't affect my ownership. You know, I shouldn't be restricted. You know, it's my right to own a gun.
Well, according to the Second Amendment and the Supreme Court's interpretation thereof, that's exactly right, Jessica. Porchester, before we go, you're not a gun owner, but in terms of recreation and your enthusiasm, are you done forever, do you think, with firearms?
I think I'm done forever, yeah. I mean, I spent a lot of years at shooting ranges all over the country. I definitely did my time. And, yeah, there's a side of me that I did love the sport, but I don't really find myself needing to be part of that culture. I think it's too problematic. And, it's really been soured for me. When I read the profile of Nancy Lanza in the Times, a lot resonated, and I really saw where, you know, the small steps could add up to.
Read about the experiences of a former gun enthusiast on Slate.com.
Yeah.
That's Porchester Kakpour. She wrote that article on Slate. Thank you, Porchester. And Jessica Gonzalez, gun owner, 24-year-old takeaway listener, thanks to you as well.
Thank you.
Thanks.